Hello, we're studying from a sage's fruit. We're the essays of Bala Sulam. We're studying the article 600,000 souls. You can go to Kab TV and send questions or Kabbalah.info and download the article. Once again, in a sage's fruit essays, we're doing the article 600,000 souls. We'll start from the beginning. It's said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand, how is it possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon? In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world. As it's written, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, and by the force of the Torah and Mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him.
Questions.
He says that the corporeals are divisible and the spiritual are one, but we know that in spirituality there are many divisions.
What in divisions?
In the structure of the worlds, in the ten sefirot, and all these structures.
These aren't divisions. This is the same one that towards the one who attains it, who he attains it in a partial way, but it's not that this one divides. One who attains it in parts. That's it. For instance, let's say I'm even looking at this room right now. There's this area, that area, this place, that place. I can't look at it all. I can see just a portion. So what I'm seeing is called my world. But it's not that reality itself is that. So there's no more than ten sefirot. And within the ten sefirot, or four phases, there's everything. And what happens is, the attainment from the last sefirah, the malchut, the created being, that develops so as to see through the phases that developed it, its own development to the degree that it can recognize its emanator, its creator. That's it. That's all there is. Nothing else. There's creator, there's creation, and 8 degrees of development in between. Development degrees from the creator who created the creature, and then from the creature developing towards the degree of the creator. That's it. Okay. I'm trying to kind of put in more details here. All right.
For this reason, 2 discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. And this is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illumination force, but only partially. Meaning, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Meaning that each and every person feels separated from others and has contact with the Creator, his own unique connection, and so each and every one eventually tries to reach his emanator. And he thinks that what he's got is something unique and belongs only to him. But bit by bit in his spiritual development, he discovers that this is not so. Rather, what he first thought was other people and an external reality, all of that he begins to feel exists within him and not outside of him. And eventually, he has to unify that with his intention towards the emanator, because besides the emanator, there's nothing. So if at first he wanted to personally, sharply, directly reach the emanator, not paying attention to anything outside of him, that's how his ego directed him in a straight, sharp line towards the emanator. When he begins to understand the right picture, the right perception, then he begins to see that there is no choice, but rather he has to take everyone in. The whole world was created for me. I have to include it within me so that in my love towards the world, which is the complete integration, that's the meaning of love. Through that, I come to an integration with the emanator as well. And that's how we advance. Okay? Where does he write that there's an emanator and emanation? Where is it from? In our observation? Bechar Kavanot. The house of the gate of intentions. Right. Okay.
The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other.
Meaning he feels that all the parts that were first as dispersed and scattered throughout reality, throughout everything that he sees and feels, or not even that he feels, but that he just describes to himself. Now he sees all of them are pieces of his soul, and he has to integrate with them to really draw them in, and by love, through love, he comes to include all those parts and towards the Creator. That's called unconditional love.
At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam Rishon, as in he who breathed breath from within him.
Questions?
What's the difference between the soul of Israel and the soul of Adam Rishon?
The soul of Adam Rishon was created by the Creator, and it is very how do you say it when a bulb, light bulb, doesn't shine fully, when it's kind of like a dim? Dim. That it's just vak, katnut, infancy. That's what it is. It's called born circumcised. He's got nothing. He's got no evil inclination. An angel is just like still vegetative or animate. However, the soul of Israel refers to when that desire to receive undergoes a shattering, and there are many steps in which he acquires the great ego coming from the light of Ein Sof that permeates the will to receive, and then the will to receive inflates. It swells from it. From a single point, it suddenly becomes magnified like the light. You understand how terrible that state is? The will to receive, that was first nothing. It was just a black point within the white light. And now that point evolves and becomes like the light itself, this at the same scale. And so it is now necessary for it to obtain the same intensity as the light. The moon has to become like the sun. It's something we will, at some point we'll discuss this. But this is what's happening here. The created being, who now receives the ability, and it doesn't happen all at once. This whole Egypt, this whole ego doesn't appear all at once. But the created being begins to be qualified for corrections because he has something to correct. And then the will to receive appears in it and unfolds more and more and more, and it becomes adapted to the light, and so the light becomes the surrounding light that corrects, and the will to receive increasingly corrects itself by the light that reforms, meaning it enables the will to receive to become like the light in order to bestow, and then the will to receive reaches the same scale of the light itself, infinite scale. That's it. That's the process. Well, process, there's a lot to discuss here. Yes.
Many times we use what Baal HaSulam and to explain the process in a relatively mechanical way. There are forces that operate, the will to receive, that light operates on, and so on. How do you explain the reforming light? It's kind of like, how do you explain this force called the surrounding light? And what is it in the system?
The will to receive that was governed by the light reached a point where it is entirely wanting to bestow with what it was given, because the stony heart is concealed. The will to receive doesn't know that it has... You understand, right? It's from the shattering of the vessels, like what we learned from the world of Nikudim, that we're going to receive in order to bestow and make the final correction, make everything in order to bestow at maximum. And suddenly, there's a will to receive that unfolds, that it wasn't there before. It's unfair. It's not okay. The Creator set up this trick. But that trick is very important. That's exactly the difference between what the created being can and cannot do. And then, by the will to receive being shattered, by the shattering, the light enters the will to receive, and the light that enters the will to receive, it shatters the desire and blends with the desire. It exists within each and every desire of the general will, the desire that exists. It's integrated. And then it leaves. And when that light leaves the will to receive, then it becomes surrounding light. What's surrounding light? The light that existed inside the will to receive and went through a shattering of the kli and received an impression of the kli into itself, and then it departs, and then this light that departs is in a special system of the light that it's like when you use a dimmer, you know, you can make it more or less, meaning the light is already ranked according to the shattered desire, so that it can communicate to the desire and pass on to the desire in different ways, to shine on it in order to awaken it, to shine on it in order to correct it, or to shine on it in order to fulfill it, and many other intermediate actions as well. So when the light departed the Kli, it took on all of the degrees of coarseness and ability from the Kli. It acquired the program of the Kli so that the Kli can be corrected by the light that was in it, and the light can influence the Kli from outside by that program that can correct the Kli. There's this reciprocity. We just don't speak about what's in that surrounding light, but the surrounding light is really the providence of the Creator after the shattering towards the created being. And then there lies the complete program of creation from the shattering onwards.
If we say there was a Kli, and when the Kli was corrected, it was connected, a phenomena was revealed in it called internal light or creator, however we call it, and then it broke, and each piece feels itself as an individual of the whole, broken, shattered.
Right.
What is it considered that the surrounding light is on the outside? What is this outside thing?
But this Kli that existed and shattered is not a Kli, because it has no independence. It's not a created being. It is not considered the human in this world that is qualified for correction. It's all mechanic. It's all as if non-existent. It's all ruled by the light.
If the system is like a closed system, let's say everything's included. Let's say when we're talking about the fact that we're all, it has to do with the connection between a person and society.
Right.
So there's a system where a person corrects and he discovers a phenomenon called the spiritual world that right now, when he's broken, he doesn't feel it. What is that reality that we say that it's on the outside, that there's this surrounding light? Where is this thing existing? What is this thing?
Outside the feeling of the created being.
So that's what I'm asking. So where is this?
What do you mean, where is this?
In what Kli is it? In what state is it?
In the Kli that it received from the will to receive. When it departs the will to receive, it's then called surrounding. What does it surround? What does it belong to? What made it surrounding? It belongs to the Kli. The Kli that the light once created and fulfilled and arranged and shattered, all was done by the light. Now that light as if is expelled from the Kli, and so the Kli becomes independent. Somewhat. Not actually, but somewhat.
What does it mean that it was expelled? Does it exist or not exist?
By lack of equivalence of form, it's expelled.
And when there's no equivalence of form, does it exist?
Who?
The surrounding.
Of course it does. It exists within a surrounding vessel.
What is that thing called a surrounded Kli?
The surrounding Kli is that desire or intention that existed in the Kli before and now was broken.
So if it's now in a corrupted state, so does the surrounding light exist there or not?
Exists. I don't have other words here. This requires going back into the Shal Kavanot.
No, what I'm trying to understand is we can explain in some kind of simple, relatively way, mechanically, naturally, to a certain limit called the reforming light or the surrounding light, which where it becomes something almost mystical. There's like a leap there that is hard to explain.
It's no, don't say it. If it looks to you that way, don't say it to us. That's incorrect. And it is explained in several places. The surrounding light is the light that existed in the Kli as inner light. And it departs. Even in Galgalta it's explained. It departs because it cannot clothe the direct light and be in the vessels and so forth. So it exists outside the Kli, awaiting the Kli to be able to receive it again. It's called surrounding light. And it exists within the Kli. It's only a different kind of Kli. It's an external kli for the surrounding light, as just as there is an inner kli for an inner light. All right, there's not enough explanation about this. Fine. You can even hear in the recordings how much I pushed Rabash to explain more about the surrounding light, and the Kabbalists don't talk much about it. Why? Because there's not much to talk about. It's the behavior of Creator, the Creator towards creation. You attain it as you go.
So maybe to continue what I was asking earlier, also the surrounding light is the impression of the creature altogether.
All we talk about is from the attainment of the creature. What else there is, we don't know.
So you're saying that surrounding light is a discernment inside the clear of the creature? It's called surrounding light.
Of course it is, yeah. That's just what we say. There's nothing outside the clear. The clear that attains. Sure. The person attained it, and that's why he writes to you. There are many things, who knows, also things that might exist, we don't know. But what the Kabbalists don't attain is because it doesn't exist towards their attainment. It's all towards their attainment. What can you do? That's always like that. We always talk based on our attainment, not about truth. No one knows what truth is.
Without any context to that, but there's a question that's been I've been curious about since I was a kid. There's this universe that we know. There's always the question, when you come to the end of the universe, what's beyond that?
After that, you have the same universe. If you reach the end of it, then you expand. As long as you chase it, it keeps expanding. That's why it's called Insof, infinity. Dimensions are a bit different.
A definition for surrounding light?
Definition for surrounding light, please.
This, volume 2, the surrounding light is the light that is intended to clothe the degree. But it is delayed due to a certain limit in it. And due to that, there are two names for this, two meanings. First, it's a distant illumination. And second, that it is a certain illumination, meaning that at last it is to clothe there as a surrounding light around, because the light that surrounds it around and does not leave any void that will elude it until it is filled fully.
Well, that's just one small definition. There are many more other definitions about surrounding light. Look, without surrounding light, we can't operate. Without it, we cannot be impressed by anything, move towards something. It's the whole function of the surrounding light is to shake the created being.
It's like the whole force of development of nature, all of existence is by the surrounding light.
Light is the creator. The fact that it appears to you in different ways, different forms, so what do you want? How else? After the kli becomes unqualified, then in what other way? It's only in that form called surrounding light. But you know how many shapes and shades of surrounding lights there are? Dozens that we notice that Kabbalists wrote about, but it's all by the surrounding light. Within us, Reshimo awakens, which is also a result of the surrounding light. How it awakens, and that's all the time that way. Yes.
You once said that we can kind of like hear the Creator talking to us. He's like whispering in our ears all the time. It's like there's such a thing that... Is that a form of surrounding light?
I can't say. These are questions I cannot answer. What if I think that someone's talking to me, that it's surrounding light? This could be psychological or even something that points to something not truly healthy. All kinds of brain fluctuations.
We said that it's a certain kli that maybe we don't have awareness of, but it exists in us?
No. We don't want to take it down to our level. That's the surrounding light is the force of the Creator. It's the same Creator. Don't call it surrounding or light. It's the Creator that sustains us, encompassing us until we begin to receive something within us as a revelation of the Creator. That's it. It's very simple.
So the question is, so a kli is, because we said that there is a kli for the surrounding light, a kli is something that has to be in our sensation, or could it be that there are kli that we don't have a sensation in it, or it's not in our awareness?
Yes, there can be a kli that is, in general, all the spiritual vessels are not yet in our senses. Guys, I don't want to talk about this. I'm sorry to tell you, it's nonsense. If that's what you want to discuss, it's still very, very far. That's it. It's sufficient for us to just know this, and that's it. Besides that, we're reading the article, 600,000 souls. It's not about lights and vessels. Go ahead.
We're continuing on page 246. And this is the matter of the three times for a person. The first is a spark of a soul, the act by way of sparkling, as in prohibiting and permitting. Two, a particular soul, one part out of 600,000. It is permanently completed, but its flaw is with it. This means that its body cannot receive the whole of the soul, and feels itself as being distinct, which causes him much pains of love. Subsequently, he approaches perfection.
That's the three times, he says, yeah.
The common soul, since the body has been cleansed and it is entirely dedicated to Havaya, and does not pose any measures and screens and is completely included in the whole of Israel.
Okay. Why do you want to ask there all the time? Yes.
Just with what you said, Rav, to not get confused with all the lights. And
yeah, go ahead, come on.
All we want is to relate to everything as the reforming light?
The light that reforms is what we need. That's the Creator. We need Him to always shine on us and always shake us. That's it.
So surrounding light, direct light, doesn't matter. It's all reforming light for us.
Yes.
Very well.
That's it. Now, thanks to you, then, they'll understand. Yes, more.
I heard that in the beginning he writes here about a particular matter, and then the general particular how slowly attains his soul. And what remains from this inclination of a person that he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah with in a personal, direct way to attain the Creator? To
at first, everyone comes that way. Then, does anyone care about anyone? I don't care about anyone else.
And then it seems to him also.
I heard from a lot of people that say, we came here and I want to study from you personally. That's it. Let's do it like this or that, and that's what I'm willing to do.
So that's how a person comes, and then
he discovers, bit by bit, can take many years even, that it's not a matter of receiving from the teacher. Rather, it is a matter of receiving the society into himself. That's the problem.
So I'm asking about the transition from that individual inclination to the place where he reaches that point of attaining the Creator through the society. What happens to that particular, that individual where he feels very sharply? How does it change form to the state in which he...
It obligates. That personal inclination is called the spark. The spark in him then necessitates him to even go for self-annulment, to annul himself. So I won't exist the way I think about it. So who am I? There is not going to be any I. It's going to be in some sort of other form. But that's how it is.
And what does remain in it?
What remains from the person?
Of it, of that spark, of that inclination.
It stays. It implements. It actualizes itself. But not in a way that it's inside the ego, but in the will to bestow. He simply acquired a masach, screen. The will to receive, great will to receive remains, and the spark remains, but he needs a masach. Just as you, Mr., learned about the correction of the shattering, that nothing besides the masach is needed. The Rishimot awakened, put the screen on them, and then you'll take on a corrected form until it grows to the final correction.
Practically, can a person learn something from the way he came to the wisdom of Kala with that spark that longs particularly versus...
To learn from it, you can only one thing, that you need to evolve further. What do you have to learn from it? Nothing. You've got nothing from it. What? The corporeal will to receive, to all kinds of corporeal desires, and the spark that draws me to some pleasures that I think of as spiritual. I think they're spiritual, but I actually also see them as a form of corporeal pleasures, because it's about swallowing and taking everything, all the world into me. That's how I feel that the spark and the will to receive work on me. The will to receive together with the spark becomes my great spiritual ego. That's it. From here on, we begin to evolve only inside the group. This is the problem. You see how hard or difficult it is for us to conceive? And you'll have to explain it differently to humanity. Just saying, you want things to be good? Connect a little and things will be better. For them, it'll be simpler. Why simpler? They won't have to integrate with each other, but only to connect with each other. I can't exactly profoundly express it, but we have to integrate, because I have to truly feel the matter of one man and one heart, and love thy neighbor as thyself, all of that. They receive it as already made. What does it mean, already made? They won't correct themselves, they'll just receive it in their egoistic desire? No. But it won't take their work. What's our work about? It's about integration. Annulment, the upper light comes and nullifies the ego. Even by, giving us a picture of a future threat, and then we're willing to not receive anything, just give me my daily bread and a cup of water, and that's it. You know, a threat could be so much so. We know how it is. So, that is easily achievable with the whole of humanity. But the integration, to really make room in the heart, to clean it from self-love, and this is why they get the correction at once. That's how it's written, that they receive it at once. But we're going to have to understand this between us. What does it mean at once, and how much they'll need to integrate is, and how much we will have to organize the right dissemination towards them. You don't need to disseminate all of these things towards them, not at all. I'm saying this both with regards to Israel and abroad, everyone. You don't need this. They're not going to need all this work. You understand? The changes we still have to undergo, that what's happening here and how we have to prepare ourselves. There's a different kind of work there. Let's let's do some exercises and practice some connection in a common, simple way. And by that, the light, bit by bit, they don't understand how it works. They begin to have an impression that it's worthwhile. Egoistically, in the meantime, the light will do all of that. At once means that they won't need to build the degrees themselves. Look, I don't have words right now. It's probably a bit too early yet. But we'll talk about it. There's a difference in these methods. Why do I want to say this? Because don't think that you need to disseminate all our method to them. No. They won't understand it. They won't feel it. They won't see any need for it. They'll just disregard it as something unnecessary. They just need to know that it'll be good. If you support us, things will be better. That's it. This is also what we sometimes hear. You know, you do it. It's like the people tell Moses, you talk to the Creator, we are behind you. We'll wait. You go up the mountain, fix everything, do it all, we're here. We're with you, but here. It's true. It's really correct. And we have no choice. We have to go up the mountain. Okay? Yeah. Let him say something, yeah.
Maybe a short question from the article?
Yeah.
It's written in the beginning of the article, it's kind of bothering me. The body will be corrected fully, and then it's written that the soul is in all of Israel. The question, why is it not called that it comes to one soul? Why the whole of Israel?
That's how it's called. The whole of Israel means that all desires are aimed at in order to bestow to the Creator. That's called the whole of Israel. Israel means Yisrael, directly to the Creator. It indicates the direction. And the whole means the whole kli.
And the general soul that everyone is going to get to, that's what it is?
Yes, of course. In the final correction, the entire soul, the entire desire that was created, takes on an intention to bestow to the Creator, and therefore it's called the whole of Israel. Everyone. Each and every one, without any exception, all created beings.
About those points of Yeshar Kel that are coming from all over the world. Every day that passes now, there are more and more friends that are coming from the airport.
Yes.
And yesterday we started to get pictures and clips from the friends that are welcoming them. But we also got an update that we're missing friends, and whoever wants to join throughout the day, actually throughout the upcoming week, to join the team of those who are welcoming and collecting our friends.
That's very important.
Yeah, so please call Timo, and his team will send all the details after the lesson today. So whoever can is invited to do so.
Excellent. If I could. Okay. Okay, anything else?
Moscow.
У нас задание дня. Нам дали такую возможность великую.
В течение... You have the opportunity to give the daily task during the day. Discuss and find the solution of how the tens can reach a common decision, how the tens can reach a common decision, and at the end of the day, find a time for a 10 meeting so we can prepare for the convention.
Two announcements.
Zohar lesson, you're invited to watch tonight at 6 o'clock live Zohar lesson with Rav Lichtman. We're all one family. The World Kabbalah Congress, friends and viewers, are invited to the Global Kabbalah La'am Congress that will take place on the 20th to 22nd of February in Tel Aviv. for details, 1-700-509-209, or enter our site, KabCOIL. And now we'll move to a short clip. Good luck, you were born. Now we need to grow, to study, to battle, and to get lost, to find direction, to love, to succeed, to air off, and to come back to routine. Tell me, don't you have questions? If you don't ask, how will you know? On the 21st of February in Ganeta Uha, all the answers in one evening. And now a song.
רוצים לחבר את המחשבות